It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And young boy Larson.
Oh, this could be, Larson, the last day. Because you lost predictions at WrestleMania, this could be the last day that you have to refer yourself as young boy. And you might, when I drop off the stuff that needs to be shipped, I might be dropping this big red off of your house as well, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Quizzlemania in about a couple hours. I'll probably, by the time this gets up, in about an hour, over at Parts Fun Known. Looking forward to it. I hope not to embarrass myself, and if I win, man, that would be swell.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? I'm actively, look, you know me and Big Red, we have a special relationship. And
yeah, some kind of relationship, that's true.
Yeah, well, it's definitely special. And stay up there, Big Red. Anyways, so Quizzlemania over there at Parts Fun Known, the WrestleTalk crew, the Parts Fun Known crew, they're going to be competing against you. Man, you definitely have age on your side. You'd like to think wisdom would be on your side too, but...
Thanks.
we're doing. If I'm not mistaken, you and I are both products of the American public education system.
Yeah, that's good or bad for.
Anyways, today. Hey man, let's try to get this episode up to 603 likes. I think that'd
Sounds
be great.
Good.
So smash that like button on the YouTube, and let's get into it, man. What's in the news?
What's in the news? Where in the world is Rhea Ripley? You can see it there. Spent about 10 minutes doing that Photoshop.
It's a solid Photoshop.
So yesterday, PW Insider reported that Rhea Ripley was having some visa issues, which may have led to her losing the NXT Women's title at WrestleMania to Charlotte and subsequently forced her to return to Australia to clear that all up. Well, Rhea herself took to Instagram to debunk that report, posting a video of herself at her abode, her homestead in Orlando, with a caption that read, "Yo, wrestling world, still in America." So prior to that post on Rhea's Instagram by one would assume Rhea herself, Dave Meltzer reported on the Wrestling Observer message boards that Rhea was still in Orlando and that the reason she lost had nothing to do with visa issues, but because WWE thought a Flair win and subsequent title reign would help NXT's ratings against All Elite Wrestling. And then a commenter over on Cage Side Seats did notice something interesting. Ripley recently spoke about her visa situation prior to WrestleMania with Fox Sports Australia, where she mentioned, quote, "I was supposed to have this massive family time over Mania because my parents and my sister were going to fly down. They're going to come and watch Mania, but be here for 2 weeks. And after that, my visa actually runs out, so I have to go back home." So now the coronavirus has thrown a spanner in the works. That's a wrench. "I'm not too sure the next time I'm going to see them. Once all this is over, I'll see them soon because I have to go home and do my visa."
Yeah, so then Cage Side Seats added, so she's still in the States, but her visa is expired or expiring. Questions remain as to when exactly it expires or expired, whether WWE and the authorities have arranged for her to continue working until she can travel, and what the plan is, since there probably wasn't a what to do in case of global pandemic procedure in place until very recently, if at all. I know we didn't really have a what to do if a global pandemic happens just in case scenario, but we didn't have
a backup plan for that.
But travel issues are a completely different thing.
And yeah, especially when visas are involved, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and it's actually affecting the title scene in the WWE. We're going to talk about that in a second here.
Yeah.
But, I saw that this morning, and even a PW Insider, Mike Johnson, he issued a retraction, a correction, and said,
So,
mean, they're also, it's been reported also, I know Fightful, a couple other places has reported that, they're going to bulk tape things coming up very shortly at the Performance Center. And so that'll give like 3 to maybe 4 weeks, but certainly 3 weeks of, you would think, just doing nothing. Like, you know, they go in there, do their taping. She has whatever. Apparently she had a, she does have a match in this next batch of tapings. Either it's going to be tonight or sometime in the next couple of weeks against Chelsea Green.
Yeah, that's what Tyson Select said, yeah.
And so, so hopefully she'll have time to get back there, get this settled and come back, because she's a big, big star, man.
She is a huge star, but, you know, given what's going on in the world, travel restrictions all over the place, I don't know what the situation legally is if your visa is running out. However, travel restrictions impede your means of going back home to deal with the issues. I just don't know. I don't know if there's kind of like a, I just don't know.
Is there stuff, wait, is there stuff with the, like, yeah, I don't know. Cause like, I hear things about the airlines, but I hear stuff like, you know, and there was a particular flight that had one passenger. I'm sure they're like, you know, cutting back on the air.
They are cutting back. I mean, just in terms of, you know, there's travel restrictions all over the place.
Yeah.
So like if you're here and your visa runs out, but you like, you know, there's restrictions in place by governmental bodies, which says you can't go to whatever country,
mm-hmm.
then what are you to do from a legal standpoint, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless if there's actually flights available, just, you know, in terms of being able to legally go to various countries. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm not an immigration lawyer.
So this is 4 days ago. Forbes has this. Australia has officially closed its borders to international visitors.
Okay.
And implementing mandatory 14-day quarantine for Australian citizens and residents returning to the country after March 28th. On April 3rd, the Prime Minister emphasized the need for Australians to focus on caring for its own citizens and residents. So returning to the country after March 28th. So after that, she'd have to be there for a 14-day quarantine.
Yeah. And then after that, probably actually address why she, you know, get the visa stuff taken care of.
Yeah.
What she says in this Fox Sports thing is her family is supposed to come from Mania. They're supposed to be here for 2 weeks. And after that, her visa runs out. So it seems 2 weeks after Mania.
That's what it seems like she's saying. On
addressing it, you know, so yeah. It seemed like she has some time.
Okay.
Speaking of having
it doesn't
time,
matter. She's not the champion. So, yeah. I mean, I guess the bigger thing really was like, was this the reason why? And it seems to be, there's some conflicts about that. It seemed more to do with Charlotte and how she could help the NXT ratings.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of helping ratings, Undertaker, a legend in the wrestling world, and wrestle votes. This day's already off to a bad start. I'm not going to do well.
Oh no, you've got no juice.
Nah, not right now.
Oh no.
But I'm not a believer in that anyway. So fortunes can change on a moment's notice.
I don't know, man.
If wrestle votes is to be believed, we're going to see a lot more of this American badass, dead man amalgam of Undertaker. Quote: all indications from three sources I've spoke to believe that whenever we see the Undertaker next, it will indeed be his American badass style taker from the Boneyard match this past Saturday. But here's the thing. This version of American badass motorcycle enthusiast Undertaker still has powers of darkness. I don't believe American badass taker had any supernatural abilities.
He was just a dude.
This version does because he teleported.
Yeah. Hence, this is like an amalgam here.
Yeah, it's like a synthesis of Dead Man, Biker Man.
Yeah.
Into one.
He's figured it out, man. He's figured out the algorithm. He's like when Hulk became smart. You know, he's not just, he's the dude who rides motorcycles, listens to Metallica, and hopefully Limp Bizkit at some point in the future. Is sort of a regular dude with a wife and loves tigers, but also can teleport from a ditch to behind AJ Styles.
Yeah. Powers of darkness. He still has powers of darkness.
This is the most powerful Undertaker maybe we've seen, dude.
Potentially. If this is the Undertaker prepping for his last ride, he's gonna be a force to be reckoned with.
No kidding.
Without a doubt.
Anyways,
go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, speaking of a force to be reckoned with, this pandemic.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
See, we've got juice, man. I'm gonna give you some juice here.
I'm not a believer in it.
Giving you that juice. Look at that. Oh, the juice. Now you have it. You're good to go.
Not a believer in it.
You're good to go. Anyways, NXT championships, perhaps, potentially, in flux. We're getting not one NXT cruiserweight champion, but two, because today on the bump, William Regal announced that due to Jordan Devlin not being able to travel, he's stuck in Ireland right now.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a tournament to determine an interim NXT Cruiserweight champion who also will not be able to travel with details about the tournament arriving in coming days. I guess the only place you really need to be at this point is Orlando.
Yeah, pretty much.
For now, anyways. Regal also mentioned that he has a decision to make regarding the NXT tag titles as well, with Pete Dunne in the UK unable to travel, and stated that he would he'd have an announcement about that next week. So, yeah, man.
It's like Bivis Enterprises getting those tag belts right away.
That could be. What are their names again?
Rinku and Shurov?
Shurov, something like that.
Yeah. Shurov.
So that's good for them.
Yeah. Again, this whole pandemic throwing a spanner in the works.
You'd think this would open the gates for the Forgotten Sons.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Steve. They have their chance already.
They've been leapfrogged, man.
Yeah, if I'm assuming grizzled young veterans are likewise unable to travel, stuck in Liverpool. So it's Pete Dunne, it's Lorcan and Birch,
mm-hmm.
it's Bivens Enterprises, mm-hmm. and then somewhere further down that list is probably Forgotten Sons.
Mm-hmm. Unless Matt Riddle can find a quick replacement for Pete Dunne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keith Lee.
Lee and Dijakovic. They should just insert themselves.
Undisputed Era is still there. You always put the belts back on them.
Yeah, they could.
They could. While we're talking NXT, let's do NXT preview. Setting up to be a heck of an episode tonight.
Yeah. Kicking
things off, Tommaso Ciampa. Well, I'm sure it's be the main event. And Johnny Gargano set for one last match that Killer Cross will get involved in.
Yeah. And then also there's going to be a ladder match to determine who will be losing to NXT Women's Champion Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then and we over, also, go ahead, sorry.
And over on All Elite Wrestling, three announced matches. First, the TNT Championship Tournament begins. You got Cody versus Sean Spears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were making a big deal about Cody. Sean Spears made a big deal about AEW's making a big deal about Cody Rhodes. You know, it's like, could he be the first TNT champion? He takes on Sean Spears. Nothing in there about could Sean Spears be the first TNT champion?
Yeah. So, yeah, he was taking offense to that.
God, I really hope Sean Spears wins that match. He's not going to, but I really want him to.
Yeah, me too.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
We've also got Kenny Omega and his best friend, Michael Nakazawa. And they're taking on the best friendos.
The best friends. And then finally, Britt Baker versus Hikaru Shida. No confirmation yet if they're fighting over that sandwich that Britt Baker was eating last week.
Right. Or if there's going to be another shoe involved, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm sure the AEW is going to be fun. It always is. But I like that NXT is loading everything up. And they're probably going to come, my guess is going to be 150,000 viewers short.
I know.
Even more in the 18 to 49 demo.
I know. Oh, man. Shellacked in that demo.
Speaking of needing juice, NXT.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Oh, man.
Give them all your juice.
So listen up for patrons, $5 and up. For YouTube channel members, we're about to hit you with an overrun where we're going to fantasy book preview NXT and AEW. Steve's going to play some GTA 5. Alabama's probably going to invade. It's just going to be a mess of a show, but hey, it might be some fun. Maybe we'll zoom some people in. Larson, what do you say?
My kids might pop in too. I got about another hour and a half to prep for...
Let's do that. What if we do some prep work during
that's
overrun.
Fine. Yeah, we'll solicit the friendos for some more trivia questions. That's a good idea.
Perfect. Okay, well,
I need momentum. I don't believe in juice. I do believe in momentum, though.
It's good. Juice gives you momentum. Juice is like the gas, and then the engine is momentum.
No, like juice is kind of like it's like some it's like the force, essentially.
What'd you have for breakfast? What'd you have for breakfast?
I had a giant bowl of Cheerios with some cinnamon granola mixed in.
Were you into it?
Coffee.
Well, were you into it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, didn't choke. Didn't drop a dish.
No.
Okay. That's juice, baby. You're good to go.
So just like a normal day equals juice now?
Well, it's a low standard with this pandemic thing. I'll be honest with you. All we can do is walk around our houses. So it's like, man, if I don't trip around my house, I'm good to go. I got the juice.
All right.
Anyways, thanks for... Man, you're like the least juice person there is. You're like the anti-juice.
Don't believe in it.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.